Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're going to welcome our Christian Television Network audience on the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We are so honored to be coming to you and hopefully encouraging you, keeping the conversation light. A big shout out to Betty Johnson, you know, one of our listeners down there in the Gulf Coast, and also our VFN radio audience and VFN TV audience around the nation and around the world. Hopefully, you know, Ashish, you're listening this morning from Prone, India, and we just love to hear from our audience and just encouraging. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
I was showing Ashish your pictures, you know, Before you worked out and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was those modeling pictures or just the regular pictures?
It was the modeling.
That was yours. Glamour man.
Glamour shots. That's right. Glamour
shots. That's mine.
And also join us is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, I'm excited to be here. Glad to be here with Pat today. And pretty good. Yeah. I really am.
I'm honored.
But you know that, you know, we're going to be talking about today. And I know John's going to read the scripture in Revelation 13 about the mark and all. But, you know, For years, you heard people go, you know, that's the mark, that's the mark. And it's like, no, that's a stamp. It goes on a letter. It's not a mark, you know, or the Social Security number. You should never take a Social Security number because, like, and all that kind of stuff. But despite, you know, men trying to predict what is and what isn't, the idea is putting a mark on someone that you can track them. Mm-hmm. You can track them. I know that, and we're going to be talking about is, you know, I was talking to Ashish just last night in India about this, and they're, and he's just like, yes, this is what they're doing, and they're gladly doing it. It's called Imprinting India, and their goal is to take the fingerprint and the retina scan. You know, when you go to the eye doctor and they put that thing in your eye and look at the back of your retina, and that's unique, like a fingerprint, so that there's no physical ID at all needed. And it's like, this is amazing. And so also we have, you know, Fareed Zakaria?
You got it.
From CNN that's going to be, you know, sharing. He's doing an interview right here. And what's interesting, too, we talked about Thomas Friedman, The World is
World
Flat.
World is Flat, yes.
Well, this is the man that actually said that statement to Thomas.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is. And we'll make that. You got to, if you want to get a head start on what's happening in the world, you know, get with God. And then after spending time with him, you know, a good book to read in regards to business is The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman. Mm-hmm. But the man you're going to hear being interviewed by Fareed is the man who said that statement that sparked that whole concept, which means this. It was an economic concept of that you can no longer just do business around the block. It's around the world that you do business.
And everybody can. No longer big companies, but any person can do business now around the world.
That's right. And it's very empowering. And, you know, proof positive, VFN TV, the data radio program. You can go to Japan, and you can see all VFN TV stuff. In Japanese, you know, written right there. I mean, we're hoping they're saying good stuff, you know, about us right there. But also in Mandarin and wherever we are. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing how. And think about this: as Christians, there was a day when the Gutenberg printing press was developed and the Bible began to be printed. And we're going to be talking about Wycliffe, as a matter of fact, a little bit later on today. But that just transformed the world. Long story short, that was some of the fundamental roots of how America became America, the United States of America. And because of the Word of God. But now imagine, that was just a few Bibles being printed up. Now there's reports we'll be talking about that I know, over 4 billion or something folks have had Bibles, right?
Yeah.
Access to Bibles. And so what are we going to be doing? In other words, the Lord's going to return soon. What are you doing with this moment in time? People go, you know, technology is evil. Well, that's what they said about the Gutenberg printing press. Hmm. And it was actually the religious folks that said that because they didn't want anybody to be able to have access to the Bible because they felt that the common plowman would mess it up. And look, aren't you glad that somebody pushed through that mindset and now we have printers that can print out, but now we have digital media, we have audio and video, and we're, you know, reaching the world. But with that, at the same time, you know, light and dark are growing together, you have men using that technology to begin to control other men. Mm. And so a mark, when you think about this, And read that scripture right there, because this is a prophecy written in the book of Revelation, talking about what will happen at the end. And when you hear the word beast, I mean, think of some sort of system set up that's contrary to God, that has people involved in it that are held captive by the adversary to do his will. Listen to this.
Revelation 13:16-18. It reads like this. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and that number is 666.
I mean, there's so many, we have prophecies where God's taken me into this vision, this dream, and shown me that all this data gathering, the ultimate goal is that's the reason for it. But until that day comes, let's print as many Bibles as we can. Mm. Until that day comes, you know, we're going to be out of here at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But until that day comes, let's don't surrender the printing press to darkness. Let's use it for good. And so one example is, you know, India, with its 1. I don't know how many billion folks, 1.2, 1.3, is actually outgrowing China, is scanning and fingerprinting everybody in the nation. And I'll tell you more about my conversation just last night with a friend of mine, but you got to watch where, when you watch, you know, Fareed talk about it, as he's doing this interview, it's going to shock you, but it helps you understand the day and the time that we're in. Watch, listen up.
Imagine creating a system to track 1.2 billion people, photographing them, fingerprinting them, cataloging them, giving them all IDs. My next guest is not just imagining that system, he is tasked with making it a reality in India. Nandan Nilekani is the chairman of India's unique identification authority. His previous claim to fame was as one of the founders of Infosys, India's pioneering technology firm. Welcome.
Thank you, Fareed.
So explain, how does one even think about this? And there's so many parts to it, but let's just first start with the technical thing. So you are taking India's entire population, which, I mean, previously has barely been counted, let alone, and you're going to try and give every single person a biometric ID.
That's right. We have already enrolled 200 million people in the last 3 years since the project began. And we're using the biometrics to give them a unique number, which so that they don't end up having more than one number. But what's most important is that this is a digital online ID. So we're taking people, many of whom have no ID whatsoever, and taking them to the digital world. So it's like a leapfrogging of identity.
So why is this so important you know, for India? I mean, what one hears about is that these people are supposed to get loans or grants or various things from the government, and most of it never gets to them. I remember the Prime Minister, Rajiv Gandhi, saying that of the $1 that we spend on poor people, on average, the poor person receives 10 cents.
15, I think, but whatever, 15 or 10 cents.
The middlemen take up all the rest of the money.
Well, actually, there are two primary drivers for this. One is that we still have millions of people who don't have a formal identity or acknowledgement of their existence by the state. And unless you have a formal acknowledgement of existence, you can't get a bank account or a loan, you can't get a mobile phone, you can't get your entitlements, you can't get a job, you can't rent a house. So everything is linked to your basic identity. So this, in some sense, you can think of as a massive inclusion program to get the poor and the marginalized and the identityless into the formal economy. So that's one part of it. The other part is that the Indian government spends something like $60 billion a year on entitlements and benefits to millions of people. And they need to make sure it reaches the right beneficiaries. So by having this ID system, we can make sure that people's scholarships, pensions, employment guarantee schemes all go directly to the right person, either into the bank account or whatever account. So both it makes government expenditure more efficient, effective, and equitable, and it's a massive inclusion exercise.
A massive inclusion exercise.
Hmm.
Think about this.
Wow.
He said over 200?
Over 200 million people already.
And it's important to understand this, that this is from a previous article on VFN TV. This is 2012. So based on that same figures, how many would that be?
At least 500 million by now.
But you know, when it comes to digital, it's exponential.
Exactly.
And I wonder if China's doing this. That'd be almost 3 billion folks, like that, half the Earth's population. And then America's like 5% of the world's population, vulnerable. And so they're saying, you know, that they're saying this is the mindset. And of course, I was talking to Ashish last night and a couple of days ago about it. And he says, people are coming into our country who are not citizens of India, and they're living off the resources here. And this is a way to identify those folks. And we think it's a good thing. And I'm like, Ashish, you know, what happens if you get a dictator type government and somebody, you know, in control? And he says, well, you got to do it. You can't even catch a cab without this identifier. You can't even turn your gas on without getting this retina scan, the picture taken, put into the catalog. So it's not, I mean, it's so not far-fetched that we understand by stepping up today and walking in this digital divide, you know, that you're walking to the furnace of this reality, but you're not going to give it up to the adversary. You're going to preach to the very last moment the truth of God to shine the light. But you're looking at the fear of who's coming over the borders cause India to say, wait a minute, we're not going to give money to these foreigners, these illegal aliens. We need to know. And you're looking at a strategy right now in America. And I can't verify this. All I can say from wisdom perspective is they're allowing our borders to be flooded so that you'll be fearful and you'll say, you know what? We need to do what India is doing. We need this inclusive, you know, we're Americans. We need this inclusive thing. And by the way, America is not inclusive. It's an inviting nation. That you can become a citizen of America. We have
That's the point.
We're inclusive for the world, but there's a process of becoming American, believe it or not. And but so the borders are being flooded right now, and you hear people saying the same thing that Ashish was saying, and others are saying is like they're sucking up all of our resources. We got to be able to focus. So you have fear, you have greed, you have you know, segregation, where all of a sudden, you know, it's us and them. And somehow we have to identify them. Now, as Christians, we actually welcome the foreigner. We just say, you need to do it legally. You, we don't want to give up our freedoms that allows us to preach the gospel and allows us to fail and to do these different things. We don't want to give that up. But fear is the devil's faith to bring to pass his reality. Faith is God's faith to bring to pass his reality. Faith in God instead of faith in fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. Think about it. That the enemy has to convince you to give up your authority and give up your keys and give up your freedom by creating some sort of flow over the borders of people who are made in the image and likeness of God who we're supposed to love, to say, I'm not going to give my, I wouldn't want to give my freedom up for that. Because when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because you can't even turn your gas on in your house without having this mark. You can't catch a cab, according to Ashish, in India right now. India, 1.2 billion folks. You can't even catch a cab. You can't do any business at all without having this identifier, this inclusive mark, just trying to help you and cut out the middle guy. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Every man needs to hear encouraging words from his wife. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute. Here's Kathy Lipp explaining how important affirming words can be.
I think that affirming your husband can change the way he walks through the world. It can change his posture. It can change how he approaches other people. When he knows that his wife is at work or at home praying for him, has got his back, and believes in him, it changes the way he parents, because he parents with confidence now, knowing that he has somebody on his side. He can walk into work saying, you know what, work was terrible today, but I get to go home to somebody who cares about me, even if somebody here doesn't.
Your spoken praise, appreciation, and prayers play a vital role in helping your husband. For more trusted advice to help your relationship thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about they are imprinting India. Their goal is, if you missed it earlier, you can watch it on VFN TV, that to do everyone, to be able to help you out, to cut out the middleman.
Inclusion.
Inclusion. And that works with the statements, us and them. Now, as Christians, we're trying to win everybody, so we just want everybody to be us. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to know Jesus Christ. And so all these different people groups, from our viewpoint, we're wanting to be able to have access into their lives and hopefully they'll be blessed, even to bless those who curse us and pray for those who despitefully use us. So we're definitely not have this like, you know, get off of me type thing. We're like, come to us. But in regards to our nation, obviously, America's a nation of laws. And so there's a way to come here.
That has been said before.
Yes, a nation of laws. I think it was George Washington. Mm-hmm. You know.
One of those presidents.
And so... But you're looking at that same mindset. You're starting to hear people, they're focusing. What is the biggest thing on the table right now? And there's a lot of things on the table. I mean, there's a whole list of them. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing on the table right now is where our president is saying, I'm just going to, you know, all these people that came over, I'm just going to give them citizenship. And despite it being, you know, I don't know his political viewpoint, so I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that. It's that issue. It's the same issue that India is talking about and what got India into this imprinting India. They're going to put, you know, mark everybody, and it's like you cannot buy or sell. This is what she told me last night. Last night from India, from Prone India, is you cannot buy or sell without having this particular identifying mark in India.
Wow.
And if you don't know this or not, if you read, you know, Thomas Friedman's book, The World's Goal is Flat, that's where business is going. Business is going the way of India. Business is going the way of the Asian continent.
Mm-hmm.
And which means all those practices, and we're only, I know it's shocker to America, we're only 5% of the world's population. This is what we got going for us. If we'll go back to the original intent of this nation, where God, the Judeo-Christian values, and that you know, God is the reason why all of our rights come from God. That if we'll go back to that, then this 5% has a chance to be, and I truly believe the best days are yet to come for America, because I believe America is going to go there. We have to understand that's what weighs in the balance. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last thing we can be is arrogant. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, even in Romans chapter 11, you know, the word of God's, you know, Paul's writing through the unction of the Holy Spirit, and he says, listen, you know, if God didn't spare the natural branches.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be prideful or arrogant, because he won't spare you either. So, I mean, we can't just throw our chest out as Americans and say, don't you understand who we are? I mean, the Jews, the natural branches, weren't spared in the beginning of this journey of God. And God's, you know, many Jews have been saved and brought into the kingdom and going to be. And, you know, they're God's chosen folks and they're blessed. And you know, it's just God speaking to the whole earth through Israel.
Right.
But if he didn't understand what he's saying, it's like, hey, do we think he's going to spare America if we don't humble ourselves and just say, you know what? We got to begin to find out what God's perspective is this. And so right now, because you heard earlier when John, you read that scripture, mm-hmm. You can't buy or sell without this particular retina scan. You got to be cataloged. And it's real easy. Think about this. I don't know how many items are in a grocery store, but every single item in that store, not only every item, but how many of those items are cataloged.
They have a skew.
They're skewed. Every employee is skewed. They have a a payroll. They have a an hourly wage. They have a digital clock-in area. The bills are potentially digitally paid. I mean, everything is just tracked because good businesses, if you watch the bottom line, you'll be profitable and you can take better care of folks and be a bigger blessing to the kingdom. But and who takes over the helm of that thing, who takes the leadership of it, makes a huge difference. And he's saying right now that you cannot buy or sell. Of course, Ashish's viewpoint of it is, because I guess he has leadership that he agrees with right now, that it's a good thing. Because we don't want these people who are coming into our country, India, this is what he's saying, that's taking our resources that do not have any national ID, that $60 billion dollars a year is giving out in resources. And what he said on the interview with Fareed is that only 15 cents of every dollar is actually making to the person in need. I mean, there's a huge problem there that has to be solved, because all these middlemen, whether it's a family tribal leader, whether it's a government, local government, they're tapping the till by the time that money gets to someone. Mm. But think about it. That means you could cut out, 85% of that $60 billion to get the same effect they're getting today.
Wow.
And so what they want to do is deposit that money directly into the account. But there comes a point in time we got to think about, wait a minute, it just sounds good. I understand it sounds good, but what about JJ? What about the Jews and Jesus? How is this thing going to end up with the church and the Jews? Because if you remember, and hopefully maybe we'll have a picture, you can see it on your screen, when they began to lock up the Jews and people that they didn't want in the community in Germany, they put a number on them to track them. They tattooed it on their arm. And that was the ultimate goal for that system. Notice that you don't hear anything about anybody, how they personally benefited from anything at that time. But what who benefited was the people who took all the Jews' belongings and all the Jews' profits and all the Jews' Christians' things. And remember, Hitler had his own Bible and he went through the churches and he became this savior figure. And it was like, what happens to JJ? And so we got to be careful about embracing. We got to be willing to die, willing to say no, willing to live on less, willing to pay attention and abide with the Lord to find out what he wants us to do at that particular moment in time. But think about this. Remember the days that those have gone before us in America, the ones who said when they came over, and if you haven't yet seen this particular movie, you've got to see it. What is the name of the movie of the... Monumental. It is a powerful movie. Go to the VFN Torch. You can find out details about Monumental. But it talks about how that these pilgrims just basically said, you know what? We're willing to go through abuse. We're willing to go through possible death. We just want to get to a place that we can worship God freely. When we look at those that have gone before us, we think, I can do this thing. They showed up. They didn't have any iPhones. They didn't have any computers. They didn't have any telephones. They didn't have any electricity. They didn't have any systems. They didn't have a Walmart. They didn't have any paved roads. They didn't have any known relationships yet. They just showed up because they loved God. And with God and them, they were able to begin to walk out what we now know through their DNA, a country and a constitution who begins with the First Amendment, that all of our, well, the preamble of the Constitution that says all of our rights come from God. We owe it to those. And so if they can do that, more when we get back from the break, but think about this. If they can do that, we can do this. We can do this thing, even if it means for a moment in time, even 90 days, whatever it is, we got to just say, wait a minute. We just don't need to jump on and go click, 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 accept the mark, accept the mark, accept the mark. Let's just pause for a moment. Let's spend some time abiding with the Lord. And say, God, what do you want me to do? And hang around with like-minded people who love God, who are willing to lay down their life for you and the Lord. The ones who love God, love others, and have a desire to lead others to do the same. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you,
that you pray for. You know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function. And realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So when you think about this, then Revelation, this prophecy that John read, that says that there will be this figure that sets up a system that is basically an image, and think about everything virtual is an image. Nothing's real, even though it appears real. And that you can't click or sell. You can't buy or sell without this thing. It's happening right now with probably one third of the world's population. No, maybe one third of the world's population. And you have people right now in America that are just saying, yeah, give me the mark. And they're getting tattoos. We've got different things. People are getting the tattoo that has all your identity on it.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just talking to my sons about this, about what people will sign up just for anything. And he's taking a course out of credit and all the, you know, economy. And I said, you know, in college, I saw so many young people who were getting these credit cards, these huge amount of interest rates, just for signing up. They'd get a free gift. And it was a T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? And they would, you know, sign up for six or seven credit cards at like 35% interest because they got something. They got a white T-shirt. And you know that without exercising wisdom, people say, put the chip right there. What do I get now? A Happy Meal? What do I get with that?
Right. Free phone?
And before you know it, you've bought into it. Mm-hmm. So you need to have wisdom. You need to know, you know, what God is saying. And we shared that in Revelation 13, 16 through 18, and we want to be prepared.
Nothing is for free.
Hmm.
I mean, a business does not just show up. They're wanting, whether a relationship, there's a reason for that. And I remember we had a segment on a young college girl that committed suicide because she bought into that. When they went and found her, they found her with all of her bills scattered out on her bed with her credit cards maxed up, and she couldn't see beyond that. She didn't realize that there's a life you can even in debt, you can get beyond that.
Absolutely. In the digital world, there's a statement that says that if anything is free, then you are the product. So whatever you get is free, email services, those are things, you are the product.
Credit reports. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Wycliffe in a moment, but just realize that, you know, it's happening right now, which means this. When you hear what's happening with the Bible and the world, that the Lord's soon to return. Mm. I mean, it's close. And the thing about technology is it's exponential. So if you ask somebody a question, you say, listen, for the next 30 days, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to give you $100,000 a day for the next 30 days, or I'm going to give you a penny a day for the next 30 days, but I'll compound it every day. It's exponential. So the first day you have one penny. The first day you have $100,000, depending on what choice you make. The next day you have two pennies because that doubled. And the next day with $100,000, you got $200,000. And somebody's going like, I want the $200,000, right? Mm-hmm. Then you go to the next day for the penny, and that's two turns into four. And it looks like in the beginning that it's like, this is going to take forever. But what happens at the end of that 30 days, the penny's worth more than all those $100,000. Mm. So when I'm talking about exponential, it looks like, things are moving so quickly that this next level, this next shift can happen so quickly that once the gospel is heard, once every man has a choice, once the word is out to everyone, the Bible's out to everyone, once the system's established to be able to track all the folks, and, you know, our military was tracking everybody in the Middle East. They identified all the people walking by, and so they could know whether they were a terrorist or not. They would stick this identifier right into their eyes. You know, is that not right? That's right. You're talking to a Marine that was there, and they would have this. It's just bio. What's it called? Bio identification, bio ID. And that's what's happening in India. So this all is happening right now. But you're living in the day of fulfillment. These are the most exciting times. Understand this. If you haven't yet, you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. This is God. God is the creator of the universe. He loves us so much that he sent his son to us, the God of the universe, sent his son to us to communicate to us himself. The face of God, the word of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. He is the only God. And he gave his one and only son for us. That if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, because we cannot go beyond our present failures and sin outside of making him. But this is, he established this way to be in a relationship with him. It's making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, which means, you know, you are my leader. You're my Lord. You're my King. Everything you say goes, you know, just you would forgive me and bring me into the family of God. So no matter how this whole thing spins out, and we know how it's going to spin out prophetically, it's not going to be good for those who say no. But those who say yes, you're going to live with God forever in eternity. No more tears, no more pain, no more sickness, no more sin, no more disease. And you're going to be able to rule and reign with Christ. It's a very powerful thing. If you haven't made that choice yet, we shared a couple of our stories at Meet My Father, meetmyfather.org. You got to meet God, our Father, through his son, Jesus Christ. Speaking of that, but think about this. The gospel, what's the scripture, Matthew 24, right? He says that the gospel will be preached. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all, and then the end will come.
That's right.
That's right after Jesus going, I don't even know the time. I don't even know. Only the Father knows the time. The creator of the universe knows the time he's going to do this, but we can see the signs. And look at these signs. So the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all, which means if you get a Bible in the hands or access to every single person on the face of the earth, we're near, folks. That time is close. John, talk to us about Wycliffe.
Wycliffe translators, they're now reporting that five...
What do they translate?
They translate the Bible. Okay, in all these different languages. In fact, there's about 7,000 different languages. Amazing, right?
And Wycliffe is actually the name of the man that, if you haven't heard yet, America, How We Got Here and How We Stay Here, it talks about this brave man that was willing to take the Latin version of the Bible and translate it into the common plowman's language. And today, his fruit, today, like what you're talking about, that's who he's talking about. So when you talk about Wycliffe, it's not a corporation. It is a legacy of this man, Wycliffe, which is powerful. They dug this man. I believe this is the man. When they saw what he did, the people who were holding the word of God captive and they didn't want men to have it, I believe they dug him out of his grave and his manuscripts. They burned his body and his ashes. They and they scattered his ashes on the River Swift. Mm. But you know what? Listen to what John's saying about Wycliffe, because it's God. Look what's happening right now.
Amazing. 5.8 billion people. Now, the world's population is about close to 7 billion people. But 5.8 billion people now are getting the scriptures, God's holy word, the Bible, in their own first language, native language tongue, which is pretty remarkable. There's about more than 28 different languages that they're trying to, you know, get all fulfilled and, mm-hmm. and taken care of. But their goal is every single language, the Bible to be translated by 2025. That is their goal.
That sounds like a date that I've been hearing prophetically. I mean, there's something. I mean, they obviously can't name dates for nothing like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this is some interesting days. Yeah. You know, this
and
is,
talking about exponential growth. The reason why they've been able to do this: the previous year they had the Bible translated, where 4.9 billion people were able to read the Bible in their first language. But just 1 year later, that number grew by 1 billion people, which is phenomenal. And the reason they were able to have this massive growth is because of modern technology, computers. They've been able to take these languages, and they've put them now where they can kind of use all the computers and all the different, you know, resources that we have, and they can blend certain words and certain languages are similar, mm-hmm. where this process painstakingly took years just to get, you know, one book or, you know, a few pages. Now they're able to move at a rapid pace. But even still, with all the technology that is available, I mean, the goal is 2025. So we want to continue to pray. But this is absolutely amazing. Wycliffe Global Alliance, and this is the Christian Post reporting, that it's comprised of 120 organizations from more than 60 nations. So they're all working together. So this is by no stretch of the imagination a very small project. This is a large project with a lot of people involved, and I just think it's amazing. And not only that, too, but now you're able to have the Bible on your app and on your iPad and all these different devices. But the folks that put the YouVersion together, I believe, is Life Church. I mean, they have made a tremendous progress. Hundreds of millions of people now around the world are able to have a digital format of a Bible right there in their hand at any given moment.
Don't we have some access on our links area how to get to these?
We sure do. We sure do. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the links button, and you'll find those resources there for you. But it's amazing. We want to continue to support them in any way we can. You can always pray, but also you can always financially support and, you know, give towards that. It's the Bible.
It is the Bible. And sometimes, you know, that, think about this, the only Bible that people are going to read maybe the Bible that they see and read in you. And that's why it's so important standing with VFN TV, the daily radio program, because you have people that are legalists that say that if you didn't read John 3:16, then you don't know Jesus. But the truth is, if somebody read to you John 3:16 and you received Jesus Christ in your heart, you're saved. I mean, that's, if you make that decision to make him the Lord of your life, it's not if it has to come through text. It literally has to come through experiencing the truth. Jesus, the Word of God tells us that God chose through what was spoken to be able to actually, it's called the foolishness of what's spoken, to be able to win men to him. And so think about that. By standing with VFN-TV, by partnering with VFN-TV and Daily Radio Program, you're helping to fulfill the Great Commission, and you are part of that. So when you stand before God, you can say, I did keep the conversation light. You said you commanded us to be the light of the world, and I stood with VFN-TV. And for that, of course, you go to VFNTV.com, you know, say partner now, click on there, and it'll walk you through the prompts right there. But for any amount, we have a lot of thank yous available for you right there. Some great green room things that only our partners get, our guests get a chance to speak to you, things that we share with you, specials that are in there, teachings, you know, to go deeper. I mean, just to say thank you, gratitude to our partners and our sponsors. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We had our Bojangles moment right there. The chicken was good.
Chicken was good.
The chicken was good. It's got a little bit of spice to it, not enough for Pat, but it's got good flavor to it, and it was so juicy.
Well, I've got a good chicken place. Next time you come visit, I've got the place.
Your food is so good up there. Oh my goodness. I wish there was a way that you could just what's it like, which one?
There's this place, I don't even know what the name is. It's a Chinese restaurant, and they stay so full. Actually, Eddie turned me on to this place. But you gotta wait like 25 minutes every time you go to order your food. And oh, it is so. I mean, I'm sure it's not healthy for you. I'm saying, but it is so.
What's the
delicious.
What's the place that you and I went to where they brought over like a whole cow and all the, they kept on bringing nonstop meat and you kept on give them more. What was that?
Oh, that was in the Ironbound. We went to that's Ironbound in New York. What was
that?
No,
it was Jersey.
It was Jersey. Yeah, where? It's
okay.
Newark.
Oh, Newark. Oh, no, okay. Yeah,
Newark. Ironbound in Newark. It was a Portuguese restaurant. What do they call that? It slipped in my mind.
First the P.
It's called Endless Meats. What do they call that?
Gluttony. Oh my gosh. They anyway, just kept on bringing. Happens. Oh, go ahead. Tell.
Greg gets off the plane, so the first thing says, "Let's take you out to eat." So we take him down to the Ironbound in Newark, Portuguese restaurant, and this area is awesome because they all have the same type of restaurants. You go in there, you order your food, and Pat, get this, it's unlimited meat.
Unlimited meat.
So they'll come around. And they'll bring you these sausages, they'll bring chicken, then they bring you the filet mignon. It's and you know what? I mean, I saw a big smile on Greg's. I even have a picture. Man, was Greg. Do you? A smile on his face.
Oh, someone show that picture.
Oh my goodness. Was it before or after?
Well, he kept on going, moi, 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 or something. I don't know.
Oh, I kept bringing them over, but that was good food.
It was like the whole shish kebab. It was like a 4-foot shish kebab.
Oh my god!
You know, and they'd come over there, and one of them was like a beef one, and one was a chicken one. One was
like sausage,
which was, you know, I was like, don't waste your time on that.
Yeah, right.
Get me. You had to work. They made you earn the filet mignon.
Yeah. Like, don't bring me any more sausages. Okay. Bring me the filet mignon.
And Isaiah's looking at me like with a grilled cheese sandwich. Why are you getting all that meat? I was like, take it, Isaiah, oh, please. Take it.
We definitely got some food here. I'll tell you that much.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. It is, I think you were trapped in a tunnel or something.
Oh,
it sounded
my goodness.
Like that last segment right there. I got good news.
Yes.
I got good news. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
He is King of Kings. I know what it is. It's my mic. He is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. And that he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And what we're seeing take place, you know, I was reading over a letter that I'd sent out about a month ago or so. And remember that it was a good letter. And I'm not, you know, because... It's just prophetic. You know, you just start writing and God just, you know, encourages you, reminds you of things.
You're surprised what came out.
Yeah. Like, I got to listen to that. Yeah. But remember that it's just because something bad is happening doesn't mean something good's not going to happen. Over and over again, it looks like when you look at history that the worst case scenario is happening, but simultaneously God begins to do something when that's happening. I mean, you think about it. Here is... You know, 10 plagues are coming against a people who are already oppressed, it seemed like, and everything was falling apart. The economy was crashing. Everybody was going crazy. But at the same time, God was working out deliverance for his people, Israel. Hmm. He was just going to all of a sudden shift the wealth, deliver it into his people's hands, and he's going to take them out to introduce himself in the wilderness to them. I mean, that's what was going on. But what was happening was death and bloody waters and frog rain and, you know...
Mm-hmm.
And all those different plagues that are coming down. But those two things happen. Then you think, you know, here they are. You know, Israel's getting out of Egypt. We're finally free. You know, we got, you know, all this wealth and we're taking off. Finally, yeah. And next thing you know, their back is against the Red Sea. There's nowhere to go. I mean, God led them in a place that they would be trapped. There was another way that he could have took them, but God told Moses, if I take them that way, it's going to be too easy for them. They won't turn to me. Let's take them this way. So God literally led his people to a place that would cause them to be in a place that they didn't have an answer to. Led them to a place of potential tragedy. Their back was against the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army, God had hardened his heart again. And they're coming. So they're about to be sandwiched between I'm going to kill you or I'm going to drown you.
Hmm.
That's what they were in between those two things. And so many people you're hearing right now. And if you hear us, well, we're talking about, yeah, there is... Yeah, we're in between, I'm going to drown you and I'm going to kill you. But in the middle of that, we're telling you, but God's going to move. that's what we're saying. We're not. You got to talk about Pharaoh because God sent him. You got to talk about the Red Sea, but you have to understand God's going to part the Red Sea. That's the way it works. It looks like a terrible thing going on, but if you understand our God, he loves you. He loves mankind. He's going to make a way to redeem us because he's good, not because we're good. But we have to keep our eyes open. When we start seeing these troubles happen, he said, look up, for your redemption draws near. Mm. So he said, cheer up. I mean, how bad did it look? How bad did it look to the disciples who said yes to Jesus, who were willing to be publicly identified with him? I mean, miracles, signs, wonders, angels ascending, descending, walking on water. But now they publicly identify with their Savior who was being killed in front of them all. I mean, think how tragic. Just think about that. They're killing their leader. They're killing Jesus, the true Son of God. They're killing him. And like, we've committed to him, and this looks kind of bad. And I don't know what's going to happen to us after this. And next thing you know, he dies. I mean, not only did they... Now, but he died. I mean, God died. Jesus died on the cross. I mean, how bad does that look? But we don't have to understand. Yes, that's horrific, but that was our sin that caused that to happen. But secondly, understand, but in 3 days, God had a plan to redeem mankind. While we were still in this mess, when we were still wrong, evil sinners and all this, he was working out this redemption plan for us. But yes, you got to look this storm square in his face, and you got to say, yep, it's coming. At the same time, you got to say, but you know what? Redemption's in this. In here, somewhere, God is going to open up the floodgates of heaven, and he's going to pour out a huge blessing that you can't even contain. And I just happened to see a little bit of it this week. God gave me this vision, this dream. I want to encourage you, because I know you hear a lot about the different storms and stuff. But I was present on the Gulf Coast and walking with a fellow brother in the Lord. And we were in the midst of this powerful move of God, and all the nations were there, and it was just everybody was coming. The Spirit of God was drawing everybody there, and everybody was so glad to be there. And there was people that were there that if they go back to their own nations, they would be what you call famous. They would be, everybody would know them in their own countries. So they had, you know, positions of influence in their nations. But God showed me they were like running cameras and doing the sound, and they were just so glad to be there. Because, by the way, if you don't know this or not, you're designed for the presence of God. Mm-hmm. If you're wondering, if you can't find your place is in the presence of God. And so the presence of God was just, you know, enveloping the place. Everybody had this high intensity expectation about what God is going to do. The nations were there, and people were getting ready to get settled down for this whole thing to begin. I'm telling you, we think about, you know, Apostle Isaiah, when you heard him on, what's the name of the segment?
It's called Gulf Coast Revival Greater Than Azusa Street By Far. Coming soon, starting in Alabama, says Nigerian Apostle Isaiah Kadari.
You got to see this because he speaks specifically about it. And I think it's really tied to, as well, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick to Church of His Presence. Because I think about, you know, Young E. Cho's prophecy in regards to the fire would start in Pensacola, then would burn its way over, and it's about 100 miles probably right to that exact point where building dedication for the new facilities. But if you look at that, it's right by the Bay of the Holy Spirit, right where that word was given. And I'm just excited for what God's going to do. It's time for us to just raise your expectancy level. Yeah, these things are going on. Yeah, you know, evil men conspire against God. Yeah, people plot and plan against the Jews, against Christians. But guess what? God's going to take care of us. God's got a plan to redeem us. And the things that he's showing us, and I love the fact, I wish we had more time to be able, you could see, you got to go listen to Apostle Isaiah talk about, he's from Nigeria. You have to understand, he's from Nigeria, which is very important to understand that he doesn't know the grid and what's taking place in America on the Gulf Coast. And it's a God thing. This is God doing what he's doing. And it's going to be just, it's what's what we call it, the glory zone. You know, when God called us to you know, establish VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, the VFN Dream Center in the Gulf Coast, it was the glory zone. That was the whole word. Mm-hmm. And he's confirmed it through signs, wonders, miracles, just major things that have happened. And it's like, you got to get in. And so what I saw with this, you might want to start looking at plane tickets now. You might want to start looking at, you know, what does it cost to get there? you might want to start building relationships now with people on the Gulf Coast, because there could be rooms to stay in, there could be hotels to stay in, there could be houses to rent. That's what happens when God begins to move, because I saw what Isaiah saw and what others have seen. So I can tell you, I've saw it. The nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast. But it's not just to come just for the Gulf Coast, It's to come to be able to receive what God is doing and then go back into your nations, go back into your cities, go back into your towns and your families and your church gatherings. And God's just going to begin to, it's, you know, there's going to be about a differentiation between those who are God's, you know, possessed, they're God's people, and those who are not. And what it's going to do, it's going to create, in the midst of all this chaos, all that calmness coming from God's folks, is going to show people that God's with you. And if they want to be saved, all they got to do is just go, you know what? I want to be with God. It's going to be a great harvest. And when Isaiah, when Apostle Isaiah, give a big shout out to Apostle Isaiah. He's in Nigeria. He's coming back in January. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have him here again at the FFN TV studios. Definitely. Pray for his travels back. And you're just not going to be able to contain it. But we've been setting up for this for quite some time, about how do you capture live testimonies, because so many are going to be coming in where you're walking through a grocery store and all of a sudden, you know, God's going to say, you know, I'm going to heal you now. And just God, he gets all the glory. He's not a person. All of a sudden God touches this lady. You know, I can hear the testimony now. I was walking by the cabbage and I was grabbing my back and this lady looks at me and she says, you know, what's going on? Are you hurting? And she says, yeah. She says, well, can I pray for you? This is what God's showing me. And she's just going to say, pray for her. Just no hype. Just pray for her. And God's going to heal her and touch her. And there's going to be a camera there to catch it. And we're going to broadcast it to the world. And guess what? The glory of the Lord will fill the earth. And we'll see over a billion souls come into the kingdom of God. Make your plans now to come to the Gulf Coast of America. I'm talking about the Florida Gulf Coast, Alabama Gulf Coast, that area right there. Begin to get your real estate now. Get your places now. Because I was... during the Brownsville Revival, believe me, listen to us, because I mean, every hotel was packed, every room was packed, and mostly you needed an umbrella and a chair to be able to stand in line and wait for what God's doing next. It's not going to be in a building. It's going to be in the whole Gulf Coast, not under any particular man or that man. God's about to do something major. So look up. The redemption of our Lord is near.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?